Leading the news this morning, the Prime Minister is being accused of fudging the numbers to justify her crackdown on temporary visas for foreign workers. Two members of the government's advisory panel on skilled migration have questioned the Prime Minister's claim that the number of foreign workers is growing faster than employment. Pope Francis has celebrated his first Mass since becoming the head of the Catholic Church. During the service in the Sistine Chapel, he warned cardinals the Catholic Church would become just another charity without spiritual renewal. Victorian detectives are investigating a double murder in a remote farming community northwest of Melbourne. A family member found the bodies of the two men aged in their 60s on a property at Natty Yalak late yesterday. Investigators are still at the scene and they're appealing for anyone with information to come forward. The latest snapshot of Australia's youth shows they're getting fatter and using more drugs, but they're smoking less. The report finds nearly a third of young people are overweight or obese, and more than a half of them lead sedentary lifestyles. 18% use illicit drugs, and teenage pregnancy rates are well above the international average. A series of bomb and gun attacks on government buildings in the Iraqi capital Baghdad have killed at least 18 people. At least another 30 have been injured. The attacks happened near the heavily fortified Green Zone that houses several foreign embassies and Iraqi government offices.